You know, I could do that all day for some reason. I'm inspired today. The Supreme Leader has won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, I just sort of overcome. I can't say I'm speechless because I'm not, but I'm deeply emotionally touched that the Norwegian folks think that our folks are that deserving. I think that's great. I mean, our folks, when I say our folks, I'm talking about our folks being President Barack Hussein Obama, Vice President Al Gore, President Jimmy Carter, Yasser Arafat. No, I don't want to go that far. That's wrong. I just can't get the Yeah, I'm just sort of overcome with the whole thing. Here he is. He's only been in office just under 9 months. He was nominated after he'd been president for 11 days. This has got to be a new record. It's got to be a new record. And it's not like he's undeserving. I don't mean to say he's undeserving. I don't mean to say that he hasn't done something. I don't mean to say that there's anybody more deserving in the entire on the entire planet out of 6.5 billion people. I know he was deserving because he was president for 11 days before he was nominated. Well, I assume he wasn't nominated until the end of that 11 days. I guess he could have been nominated. Actually, he could have been nominated even before he ran. But I do think if it's a political payoff, as some are suggesting, and I'm not suggesting that. I'm not saying that a bunch of lefty Norwegians decided to help out a lefty American president. But all I can think about is what would have happened if they had given they'd have given the Nobel Peace Prize a year ago. Think about that. Would that have been cool, as they say, running against a 72-year-old ex-Navy guy, and the next thing you know, they give him the Nobel Peace Prize because he said, as a candidate, he just wants to stop nuclear arms. He wants the world to be a happy place. I mean, it could have been amazing. I don't know how many. I love the fact the Libertarian Party sent around a note today saying that they are recommending that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee from now on announce their winners on April 1st. They think that would be better. I personally think, you know, that's unfair. It's a little rough.